What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Mean Green Comic Machine, the MGCM for short. But yeah, thanks for joining me again. Thanks for hanging out with me for, I don't know however long this episode is going to be, but thanks for coming back. Hopefully you guys have been enjoying the past two episodes. We had a major Star Wars episode. And before that, I forgot what we had already. What did we talk about? I don't remember. I can't tell you off the top of my head right now. But yeah, this week we have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We had a major Star Wars episode last week. This week we're going to talk a little bit about Star Trek. A little Planet of the Apes. A little Aquaman. Along with some other stuff that we have on this episode of the Mean Green Comic Machine.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone.
Star Trek meets Planet of the Apes. This is a comic that came out 2 months ago. It'd be last month. So last month was, we're in January, December. This is put out by IDW and Boom Studios. Again, it's Star Trek meets Planet of the Apes, or Star Trek Planet of the Apes, the Primate Directive. It's written by Scott Tipton, David Tipton, and illustrated by Rachel Stott. Now, you're like, what? Yeah, Star Trek Planet of the Apes. So they're doing... I noticed that IDW is doing some mashups. They have this one, Star Trek Planet of the Apes. And I saw that in December, they also had Transformers versus G.I. Joe come out. So it kind of... I think that they're doing a kind of a good job here, because it's like they're sticking to the fans. It's like, if you were a G.I. Joe fan, you were most likely a Transformers fan. And they're also doing Ghostbusters meets Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And it's like those two kind of go together. I'm not really interested in reading them. But I did pick up the Star Trek one. Just because if you heard the last Star Wars episode, you know I told you guys that I was a Star Trek fan. And so this one seemed interesting. I was kind of iffy about it. I was like, it probably won't be good. But I picked it up and I read it. I'm going to try not to spoil too much, but I do want to tell you about it. It starts off on the Planet of the Apes. So Earth, you know, the apes are on planet Earth, but it's in a different dimension and way into the future. The planet, the apes, it starts off with the apes making a deal with some people. You don't see who they are because they're kind of in the shadow. You just see their boots. So you kind of, if you're a Star Trek fan, you know who they are. You see their boots, and pretty much they're introducing these apes to some better kind of machine guns, to better weaponry pretty much. And Marcus Marius, from the Planet of the Apes, he's like, okay, like, what do you guys want? What's the deal? What's the catch? And pretty much the guy that's in the shadows, he's like, look, we're gonna help you so you could conquer your world, and I'm certain that our kindness will be returned in time. So pretty much like, here, do what you gotta do, and I'm pretty sure once you see that you could do what you want to do, you're gonna return the kindness to us. And so General Marius was like, all right, cool, like we could do this. And without giving too much of it, pretty much what happens is somehow the Klingons, I'm not going to tell you how, but they managed to get into this dimension where the Planet of the Apes are. They have the Enterprise, which is, and if you're wondering what Star Trek is it, it's the original Star Trek members. So you get Bones, Kirk, Uhura, Sulu, Chekhov. I haven't seen Scotty in there yet, but and Spock. So you get those characters. So pretty much the Star Trek, the Enterprise, it gets into a battle with some Klingon warships. And they notice that one of the vessels, one of the Klingon vessels, goes through a portal. They decide, the Enterprise decides to go through the portal also, and they land into this, what is similar. It's similar to what they know. They're like, all the stars look the same. And they're like, look at that planet. That's planet Earth. So Spock realizes that they're in the future, but in the future of a different dimension that has a planet Earth. So they go down to, I know I said I wasn't going to tell too much about it, but you know, I kind of want to explain. They go down to that planet Earth and start looking around, and they see the Klingons there, and they see them making a deal with somebody, and they're kind of surprised as to what these creatures look like. Captain Kirk's like, apes? And Spock's like, Captain, like, what are you talking about? And Kirk is like, dude, you gotta look at this. And so pretty much it ends there, though. That's the first issue here. I will definitely be picking up issues 2 and 3 to see where it goes. Like I said, I do try to give, if I pick up a new book and it's kind of like, oh, so, I kind of, unless it's like really bad, then I don't pick it up. But I do, if it's like good enough, I do pick up the first 3 issues. I enjoyed this just because it reminded me of the TV show. I thought it had that familiar, that familiar layout from the TV show, and it was kind of cool to see that they're mixing this with the Planet of the Apes. So it was interesting to me, and me being, I might be biased because I'm a Star Trek fan. I do enjoy the Planet of the Apes movies, not only the new ones, but the old one as well. I do want to see the old Planet of the Apes TV show. I haven't seen any of that, so I don't know who some of these characters are. But like I said, I did enjoy it. I will be picking up issues 2 and 3 to see where this goes. I usually stay away from these comic books that have been, from these TV shows that have been turned into comic books. Like, they have Buffy, they have movie stuff like Predator, Aliens, all kinds of stuff, Doctor Who, all kinds of stuff. And I usually stay away from those, except for this Star Trek one, just because I thought it was an interesting idea. And of course, the Star Wars one that I picked up last week. I will be giving those two a 3-issue run to see where it goes. And I guess you'll find out to see if I stick with it or I don't. If you're a Star Trek fan, or a Planet of the Apes fan, I do recommend you pick up this book and check it out. And if you do check it out, let me know what you thought. I'd like to hear from you whether you liked it, you didn't like it. What were some things you liked, some things you didn't like, whatever, you know. But yeah, so Star Trek, Planet of the Apes, Issue 1, The Primate Directive. You know what time it is? It's time for you to name that clip.
Joe Chill. You are the slinking coward who murdered Thomas and Martha Wayne.
That was a lifetime ago.
Yes, my lifetime. You took them without mercy or regret, and in cold blood, Jill.
How do you know this? How could you possibly?
I know because I watched it happen. I know because I am the son of the man you murdered. I am Bruce Wayne.
I'm dropping it. That's right, I'm dropping it. This is a new little segment I figured I'd put into my show, and it's called I'm Dropping It. I'm dropping it. And it's pretty much, not every book is good. I'm not a fan of every book. There's a lot of stuff I do enjoy, but there's stuff that I don't enjoy either. And it might just not be for me. It might be for other people. And I figured I'd tell you guys about it if I decide to take a book off my list. This week I have two books, two titles that I'm dropping. One is from Image Comics, and it's called The Humans. I was kind of looking forward to this. I really didn't know what it was about, but the pictures that I saw kind of pulled me in, and I was like, this should be cool. And like I said, it's put out by Image, and it's called The Humans, and it's by Kenan Marshall Keller and Tom Neely. And it's The Humans is pretty much a biker ape gang. An ape biker gang? How would you say it? An ape biker gang, pretty much. And, I was kind of hot off the heels of watching Sons of Anarchy. So I was like, oh, heck yeah. I was like, apes. A badass, like, apes motorcycle club. They're called The Humans. They're from Bakersfield. And they're, like, patches, like, just pretty much a hand, like, flipping a human hand giving you the middle finger, you know? So it looked pretty awesome. When I read the first one, it was nothing too exciting. There was one thing at the end that kind of made me pick up issue two. But number one, I was kind of like, I really wasn't into it. I was like, you know what? This might be it. I might not be picking up issue two. But when issue two came out, I think I had a little bit of extra cash to spend on another book, so I decided to pick up two, and just to kind of, give it a second shot. And it was, again, another issue that just didn't amaze me, it wasn't anything, because there's some where I'm like, okay, maybe this is just it's a kind of like a rocky start, and later on, but it just, there was nothing about these two issues that I read that I liked. I really didn't enjoy them too much. I don't know. I just don't even know how to put it. I don't know how to say it. Now, like I said, this somebody else might like these books. I'm pretty sure somebody else liked this title. But as far as for me, it wasn't for me. So, having said that, I will be dropping The Humans. Another book that I'm dropping is, I hate to say it, I hate to do this, but I'm just not enjoying I'm not enjoying the book anymore like I was before. And this is a DC book, one of my favorite superheroes, or hero, and because he's not really super, he's more just a hero. And the book I'm talking about is Green Arrow. I started off on Green Arrow from the beginning. Wasn't a fan for the first 16 issues, but I got those pretty much in trade, because I wanted to read about Green Arrow. And at that time, Ann Nocenti was writing Green Arrow, and I really didn't enjoy any of it. Honestly, I didn't even finish reading the second trade. I found out that we heard that Jeff Lemire was going to take over from issue 17, I believe, or something. I believe it was issue 17. And I just skipped ahead to that. And Jeff Lemire went for, I don't remember how many issues. But he went up to issue 35. I'm going to say issue 35. It might be 36. But I'm going to say issue 35. After that, but during his run, Green Arrow was awesome. I loved it. I thought it was really good. He had that whole Outsiders, the whole Outsiders war with the different clans, and the whole Ollie thing with his dad. And it was just a great read. I was always looking forward to the next issue of Green Arrow. And then, sadly, he left the title. Why did he leave the title? I'm not sure. But we got a new writer here, and his name, a new writer and a new artist. And the artist also from the Lemire run was awesome. Andrea something. It was an Italian guy, I think. And we got a new team on the Green Arrow from issue 36. I'm going to say issue 36. Kreisberg and Sokolowski. The art is still cool, but the story, I feel like I'm reading the Ann Nocenti stuff again. I'm just not enjoying it. Not really. I kind of just read it just to read it. And You know, so I figure, you know what? I think I'm just going to take it off my list until I hear a new team come on, or I hear good news from the Green Arrow comics coming back again. I was sad to see Jeff Lemire off the comic. He did great stuff. And you might recognize some of Lemire's stuff. He has done Sweet Tooth, I believe Underwater Welder. He did the run of Animal Man, which was something else. I believe he wrote some Superboy, some Frankenstein, and a lot of other stuff. AD After Death, I think he has that one coming out. That one's gonna be with Scott Snyder. I actually heard about that one. That's right, and I heard good stuff about that. But Lemire has done a lot of stuff, so you might have recognized some of his books. Trillium, he did Trillium. He does art. He does his own art also on some of his books. So he is a good person to pick up some of his books. But yeah, he left the Green Arrow stuff, the new stuff. I'm not enjoying it. So Green Arrow, I'm dropping you. I'm dropping you from my pull list.
Sonar has inbound, sir.
Coming in hot.
They look like people.
Brace for impact.
By the gods.
Every day the surface dwellers grow stronger. They have guardians with powers.
I say we break the seal on the Atlantean war plans.
Our only hope for peaceful existence with the surface dwellers is with the one who is of both worlds. My other son.
What are you?
I wish I knew, pal.
They will destroy this planet and take Atlantis with it. We must protect our people and attack!
This is genocide. Billions will die.
Find Arthur Curry. Fast.
Is Atlantis everything you dreamed of, brother?
This is your birthright, Arthur.
I'm in.
Join me, and we will bridge those worlds in peace.
Kill the humans!
Attack!
I will cleanse the surface! This is war!
He needs a code name.
Well, online they're calling him Aquaman.
Hate that.
Aquaman it is.
Justice League Throne of Atlantis. There you go, kids. Are you excited for Justice League Throne of Atlantis? It's a new installment in the DC animated film thing. I guess I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm always looking forward to seeing the DC animated stuff. I have a buddy of mine who saw it already, and he said he didn't like it, but he doesn't like too many things. So I'm kind of like, okay, like I'm not really like, oh man, that means I might not like it. I'm looking forward to it. Justice League Throne of Atlantis, the story arc Throne of Atlantis started on Justice League, a New 52 Justice League, issue 16, I believe, and carried on into Aquaman. So I'm not too familiar with what happens in that story arc, outside of what happened in Justice League issue 16. And even now I still don't remember what went on, what happened. So there you go. But looking forward to seeing the movie. It comes out the 27th, so that was yesterday. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, New Comic Book Day, that means the movie came out yesterday on Tuesday. If you're listening to this on some other totally different other day, the movie came out on January 27th, and I know it was already out on Amazon. You were able to download the movie, but as far as DVD, Blu-ray, that came out on January 27th. So again, I don't really know what to say about this. It's an Aquaman story. I'm not too familiar with what's going on in the Aquaman stuff. Aquaman is one of those titles that I haven't read from the New 52. But I am looking forward to seeing the movie. Like I said, I have been enjoying their movies. So we'll see where that goes. What about you guys? Are you guys looking forward to seeing the movie? Do you not care about Aquaman? I know a lot of people don't like poor Aquaman, but he's actually pretty badass. I'm just not familiar with what's going on in his story outside of what's happening in Justice League. So guys, Justice League, Throne of Atlantis. Alright guys, it's that time. It's time to say goodbye. We are done with another episode of the Mean Green Comic Machine for this week. But don't worry, fear not. We will be back next week with another episode. If the stars are all aligned for the MGCM, we will definitely have another episode next week. Actually, and you know what? Double your dose. This week... You can catch me on Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs with Sarah, and I think Eric. Eric might be joining us, and we'll be talking Constantine along with a bunch of other stuff. We dove into the world of Constantine. We will be talking about the first volume and not the New 52 stuff. We're going back to the Vertigo Constantine Hellblazer Volume 1 Original Sins. We will be talking a little bit about that, talking a little bit about the TV show. So don't forget to check me out on the Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs. Lots of good stuff. I will most likely share the episode with you guys here on facebook.com/the MGCM. And don't forget to check out my Facebook, which I just mentioned one more time for you in case you missed it. facebook.com/the MGCM. I will post the Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs episode on there. And don't worry, don't forget, you could go on there and join me. I post lots of stuff, new comic book pickups with comic book news, movie news, all kinds of good stuff. And you might learn a little bit of the Marvel Universe. The Marvel Universe is coming to an end. Secret Wars will be the end of the Marvel Universe, and they will be rebooting everything. But we'll talk about that later. And so go on there. Give me some recommendations. Hit me up. Let's chat a little bit. Ask questions. I might ask you some questions. Because I don't know everything, and I really want to learn. Recommendations on comic book movies that I missed, comic books, graphic novels, just whatever, anything comic book goes. So you could check out facebook.com/the MGCM. And that's it, guys. And how about a little bit of shout out to Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs. Don't forget, you could check the Mean Green Comic Machine on Zombie Radio Network over on zombieradio.net, along with many other great podcasts. Shout out to Mustache Castache and my other show, The John and Ivan Show. Don't forget to check that out, facebook.com/The John Ivan Show. Shout outs to Evolution of the Apocalypse. Shout outs to Pod About Nothing. Shout outs to Axology. Shout outs to the podcast out there. So guys, that's it. Thanks for joining me again, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.